Okay, so yesterday we spoke about the Rama, where he discusses the importance of building the sukkah immediately following the Yom Tov of Yom HaKippur. We should go into it right away, that Ushmartem es ha-matzos, that we should make sure to go ahead and be involved in another mitzvah right away. There is a major question that the Achronim deal with, and that is there in fact a mitzvah to actually go ahead and build the sukkah? Is that something that is considered a separate mitzvah, or is that something which is just a hechsher mitzvah? In order to actually be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, obviously you need to have a sukkah in your possession. So the Achronim have a big discussion. In fact, the Shiltus writes, and Rashi and Makos sounds this way as well, that there is a separate mitzvah to actually go ahead and build and be involved in building the sukkah itself. Where does this come from? The Shiltus understands, because the Pasuk says, "Basukas teshu shivas yam." So that's the first chiv that we have, to actually sit in the sukkah. But then also it says, "Chaga sukkas tasalacha." So the Shiltus takes that very literally, that tasalacha means you have a mitzvah actually not just to sit in the sukkah, but you have a mitzvah of tasalacha as well, to go ahead and actually make the sukkah also. I was wondering, and I did see that Rabbi Reuven Margolius has this discussion in his sefer, that what's the halacha, let's say you assume like the Shiltus, let's say you would assume like him that really there is a separate mitzvah to go ahead and build the sukkah, what would be the halacha if, let's say, you know that you're not going to be able to sit in the sukkah at all? Let's say you're a cholim, zkenim, you know you're going for a surgery, you know you're not going to be out of the hospital, whatever it is, but right now you're able to build the sukkah. Would there be an independent mitzvah to actually, is that what the Shiltus means? Is it an independent mitzvah to go ahead and build the sukkah even though you know you're not going to use it? Or does it mean, no, Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha, there's a mitzvah to go and build the sukkah when I know that ultimately on Sukkos I'm going to actually go ahead and use it? So Reuven Margolius assumes that there would be a mitzvah that's totally independent from the mitzvah of sukkah itself, of yeshiva besukkah. And therefore he assumes that if you have a person that would be in the hospital, you have somebody who's cholim, who's kenim, who's not able to actually enjoy the time sitting in the sukkah itself, Reuven Margolius assumes that you would also have that special mitzvah nonetheless of going ahead and building the sukkah anyway. It's interesting. Some Achronim point out, why is it that Masechah Sukkah starts off with the halachas of building a sukkah instead of the halachas of Dalad Minim? We know that the halachas of Dalad Minim come up only in the third and fourth prakim of sukkah, and the halachas of building a sukkah are the first two prakim. So that's very strange, because when you look in the psukim, the first pasuk by sukkahs tells us, "Ulekachtan lachem Bayom Arishon Priyetz Hadar Kapas Tamarim," it tells us about the Dalad Minim. And only afterward, at the end of the Parsha, does it say, "Besukas Teshu Shivas Yam." That's the Parsha in Emor. That's the way it's set up. That's the way it's structured. So why is it that when it comes to the Gemara, they flip the order? Why does the Gemara first choose to talk about the mitzvah of Sukkah, and only afterward does it choose to tell us the halachos of Dalad Minim? So this is a question that is raised. Rabbi Yashiv writes in his sefer in the black sefer, the Ha'aris on Sukkah, so he points out that maybe perhaps the answer could be as follows, because if you learn like the Shiltus that in fact there's a mitzvah of Asiyas HaSukkah also, there's an aspect of Chag HaSukkah's Tasa Lecha, you have to go ahead and build the Sukkah. So then what are we confronted with first? Yom Kippur is over. Now we have in front of us the Yom Tov of Sukkahs. Which one, which mitzvah do we confront first? Number one, we have the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, and we have the mitzvah not only of sitting in the sukkah, we have the mitzvah of building the sukkah. So that's why the Gemara decides to first tell us the halachas of sukkah, and then afterward does it tell us the halachas of Dalad Minim, because sukkah is actually the mitzvah of Asiyas HaSukkah comes up first. That's the first thing we have to be aware of. There's a fascinating discussion that the Maharshal has in the Chachma Shlomo, just in terms of what would come first. And that he talks about when you have somebody, Misha Yesh Lefanav Shtei Ayaros. That's the lashon that he has. Somebody who has an option. Right now in my town, I don't have a sukkah, I don't have Dalad Minim, I don't have anything. So I live in a desert somewhere. So I have an option. It's a week before Sukkot. I can either go to this town and they have a sukkah, or I can go to that town and they have a Dalad Minim, they have a lulav. So that's a question that he deals with. For us, it's probably not so relevant because it never happens. We always have a sukkah and we always have a lulav. But this, just for the lumdus purposes, it's interesting that he has this discussion. So which one should I do first? So then he says, well, maybe I should go to the town where they have the sukkah. Why? Because as we know, the sukkah is a mitzvah that's noeg bein bayom uvein balayla. The sukkah, you have to sit in the sukkah at night and in the day also. So which mitzvah are you going to be confronted with first? The first mitzvah you're going to have is leil sukkahs. You have to sit in the sukkah. So he says, maybe you should worry about the mitzvah that's noeg bayom uvalayla instead of worrying about the mitzvah that's noeg only bayom. Then he says, well, maybe the lulav is more important because the Medrash says that the lulav is some sort of persume nisa. The lulav is some sort of way of us showing that we're confident that the din of Yom HaKippurim was actually successful. So he says, maybe the lulav has its own special qualification, so maybe we should do that instead of sukkah. I would find that to be a very strange, shaky reason to say you should take lulav first before sukkah, because the Medrash says it has some symbolism. doesn't sound like a really halacha consideration. But either way, the Chachma Shlomo has this shaila. What I find very surprising is, sukkah is a mitzvah which is b'chol raga b'raga, every moment of sukkahs. So what's the havamina? Why should I first go ahead? What's even the havamina to think that I should go ahead to the city and get a dalad minim instead of going ahead and getting a sukkah? The sukkah is knowing b'chol raga b'raga, every moment of sukkahs I have the opportunity to sit in the sukkah. Why would I go ahead and go to the other city and take the dalad minim instead of taking the sukkah? To me, it's a very strange thing. You have to say, I guess, that his assumption was that we're dealing with a case where you have only a one-time opportunity. Either you're going to sit in the sukkah once, or you're going to shake the lulav and esrog once. So that must be the case. The Rishalmi writes a case about, what about somebody who doesn't have money, and he has a choice either to buy tefillin or to buy a mezuzah. So the Gemara, the Rishalmi, is not sure which one do you do. Maybe you should say mezuzah kodemes, because mezuzah is noig bein bayom and bein balayla. So therefore, if I have more opportunities to be mekayim the mitzvah, so I may as well go ahead and get the mezuzah and forget about the tefillin, because I don't have enough money to buy both. On the other hand, the Gemara says tefillin maybe should come first, because it's a mitzvah shebegufo. What does it mean, mitzvah shebegufo? It doesn't mean it's a mitzvah that's on your body. That's not what mitzvah shebegufo means. What does it make a difference if it's on your body or not? That shouldn't be halachic consideration either. So Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Hilchos Mezuzah that what it means, what does it mean when you have these two considerations, these two factors? On the one hand, I have the mitzvah shebegufo of tefillin. On the other hand, I have the mitzvah of mezuzah. So which one should I do? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger explains, what does the Yerushalmi mean when it says mitzvah shebegufo? Explains Rabbi Kiva Eger that mitzvah shebegufo means mezuzah is not something that's always relevant, because not always does every person have a house. The only time mezuzah is relevant is when you own a house. If you don't own a house, if you're homeless, so mezuzah wouldn't apply to you. Mitzvah shebegufo doesn't mean on your body. Mitzvah shebegufo rather means it's something that's relevant to every single individual in Klal Yisrael. Mezuzah is not relevant to every individual, because not everybody has their own home. So I'm sorry, obviously women are precluded from this, but when we talk about every man, so every male has that chiv of putting on tefillin. So therefore, if you assume like that, so perhaps that's what it means over here as well. If you have a toss-up between the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of lulav, and if Shlomo Kluger wasn't sure which one do you weigh first, so we had a kasha. How can you even have a question? This is noig b'chol rega b'rega, sukkah. On the other hand, you have dalad minim, which is not noig b'chol rega b'rega. Perhaps what the Reb Shlomo Kluger means is along the lines of Rebbe Kiva Eger. Well, one is a mitzvah shebegufo, one is not, because sukkah, you have plenty of people who are pater from sukkah. For example, cholim uzkenim, you have people who are ovei drachim, you have people who are mitzdarer, pater min sukkah. So you have many people who are not mechuyiv in sukkah, the same way the Yerushalmi says, you have many people who are not mechuyiv in mezuzah if they don't own a home. So that is a halachic consideration. Maybe we should say that even though sukkah is noig b'chol rega b'rega, the same way mezuzah is noig b'chol rega b'rega, still that might not be the defining characteristic of saying what the halacha should be, which one comes first. Why? Because over here by mezuzah, the Yerushalmi says that not everybody's mechuyiv in mezuzah because some people don't have a house. Perhaps over here as well, not everybody's mechuyiv in sukkah because not everybody is going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, and therefore perhaps the mitzvah of dalad minim would come first. Either way, we have this discussion. The Sheiltos assumes that there's an actual mitzvah, there's an actual mitzvah's essay to go ahead and build my sukkah. Chag HaSukkah's Tasa L'chaz to be taken literally. The Acharonim point out that the Mishnah says in Maseches Shavuos, Daf Chavtes, Zok the Mishnah, Nishva levatalas ha-mitzvah. Let's say you have a person who makes a shvua that he's not going to be mekayim mitzvah. What's the example that the Mishnah gives? For example, he makes a shvua shalo laso sukkah, or shalo lito lulav, v'shalo lahaniach tefillin. So the Acharonim point out, I know, I understand what it means if I make a shvua that I'm not going to put on tefillin, makes sense. I make a shvua that I'm not going to be no to lulav, makes a lot of sense. But I make a shvua that I'm not going to build my sukkah. Don't you see mefurish from the Mishnah that obviously, building the sukkah is a mitzvah, because we put this together, we lump it together with putting on tefillin, we lump it together with shaking the lulav. Obviously, building the sukkah, Chag HaSukkah's Tasa L'cha, means literally that there's actually a mitzvah to go ahead and build the sukkah. In fact, the Yerushalmi, maybe we'll talk about this soon a little more in detail, but the Yerushalmi has a discussion that when a person goes ahead and builds the sukkah, this is what the Netziv quotes in that on that Sheiltos in the Hemek Sheila, the Yerushalmi writes a person should actually recite a bracha when building the sukkah. Why? Because it's to be taken literally. Al binyan sukkah, al mitzvah sukkah. Why? Because we assume that this is something that might actually constitute its own private mitzvah. To build the sukkah is something that might actually constitute its own mitzvah, like Rabbi Reuven Margolyes said, perhaps even if you don't sit in the sukkah ultimately, just by building the sukkah alone, you might have enough of a reason to recite a bracha according to the Yerushalmi. Now, the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva that he doesn't believe in this at all. He thinks it's completely off, it's completely wrong. And why is that? Because he quotes the Beis Yosef has from the Maharam. Beis Yosef is in The beginning of Aur HaChaim, Siman Yud Daled, where the Beis Yosef writes as follows. The Maharam writes, as quoted in the Beis Yosef, that a woman should not be allowed to make the tzitzis for a man. Why is that? He says somebody who's patur min hadavar is not able to go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah for somebody else. So if it says gedilim tasa lecha, you have to have somebody who's shayach to the parsha of gedilim tasa lecha in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of making the tzitzis. Frek the Beis Yosef akasha. Don't we know mitzvah say shazman grama nashim paturus? Don't we know when it comes to the holiday of Sukkot, a woman doesn't have to go ahead and sit in Sukkah? Yet, nevertheless, the Gemara says in the first parak in Sukkah, Sukkah's ganvach, when you have a Sukkah that's made by women, they are able to actually have, that Sukkah can be considered a kosher Sukkah. Anyone's allowed to sit in it, so how can it be? Ask the Chassam Sofer. What do you mean? Doesn't the Beis Yosef write that a woman is not allowed to make tzitzis because she's not shy after the parsha of tzitzis? So the same way a woman is not shy for the parsha of tzitzis, we should assume that a woman should not be shy for the parsha of sukkah. If she's not shy for the parsha of sukkah, she's not allowed to go ahead and make the sukkah on behalf of a man either. This is the kasha of the Chassam Sofer. Answers the Chassam Sofer, what are you talking about? There's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. Over there it says, gedilim tasa lecha. There's a mitzvah to go ahead and be involved in making and tying the tzitzis. However, over here, there's no mitzvah to go and build your sukkah. I, frek the Chassam Sofer, it says, chag ha-sukkah tasa lecha, which seems to indicate that there's a mitzvah to actually build the sukkah itself to be involved, just like gedilim tasa lecha. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, that's not to be taken literally. What it means, chag ha-sukkah tasa lecha, is like the way we say it nowadays. Where are you going to be spending your sukkahs? Where are you going to be making yantif? So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. Chag ha-sukkah tasa lecha means not that you have to build the sukkah. Chag ha-sukkah tasa lecha means you have to go ahead and observe the yantif with all the halachas b'chol dikdu kei ha-prater. That's what it means, chag ha-sukkah tasa lecha. So he says, it's a hechsher mitzvah, because otherwise how are you going to sit in the sukkah? And the sukkah has to be, according to some opinions, has to be made l'shem tzel, l'shem something, right? So it is. But for a hechsher mitzvah alone, we wouldn't say that you need to be a bar chiyuva to do it. So that's what we're getting to. So give me 1 minute. And you find earlier already, the Ma'arach HaZeruah, one of the Rishonim, writes as follows. This is Lashon. Minin Hamila. He talks about Bris Mila. Nira, it would seem to me, De'ein ha'av chayiv lamo b'no b'yadav, el alasak she'ein imo. The chiyuv of bris mila is not that I have to go ahead and make sure that I do the mila with my own two hands for my child. No, it's asuk sheyehenimo. If I know a good marl in town, that's good enough. V'ray lekach the yeshchiyuv ala av lelamed es benot Torah. He says, I have a riot to this. Because really it says, limadatem osam es b'neichem. Does every father sit home and teach his son Torah? No. Nowadays we have institutions, we have yeshivas, we have schools, we have batei medrash, and everyone goes to learn by their rabbeim. So how is the father mekayim his chiyuv? The father's mekayim is chiyuv by making sure lasok sheyehe malumad. You want to make sure that your child is going to be learned. You want to make sure that your child is going to be nimal. And then he throws in, when it says basuka shakasav bol chaga sukas tasa vidarshin tasa v'lamana asoyim kain akarchem ashakasav tasa midibar al hasuka shechay batzma lasa suka. He says, maybe you'll say the same way it says over there, tasa lecha by suka means you have to actually be involved. Zakta ma'arach hazirua, what are you talking about? V'chilo yomar la'achar laso sukkah, you never heard of a company that hires themselves out to go build people's sukkahs? Of course we have such things. So how can you tell me that chag ha-sukkah tasa lecha means you actually have to go ahead and build your own sukkah? So the Chassam Sofer already rejects it, and the Ma'arach HaZeruah already rejects it, and they don't like this chiddush of the she'iltos to say that it's a separate mitzvah. It's interesting. The Bavli and the Yushami, like we mentioned, have this disagreement about whether or not a person should recite a bracha when building a sukkah. The Gemara says very clearly, unequivocally, in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, that one would not recite a bracha when building a sukkah. And this is the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Mem Aleph. When you build a sukkah, you do not recite a bracha at all. However, the Yerushalmi disagrees. The Yerushalmi says, yes, you should make a bracha. Says the Yerushalmi, Ha'osa sukkah la'atzma omer, Baruch asher k'dishan mitzos v'tzivano laso sukkah. Says the machlok is the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And some Achronim want to say, well, maybe the machlok is Bavli and the Yerushalmi is there actually a mitzvah to build a sukkah? If you hold as a mitzvah, so then you make a bracha the same way you'd make a bracha on any mitzvah. If you hold as no mitzvah to build a sukkah, that's what the Bavli holds, so then you don't make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says no. Who said it's tali zebezet? Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafresh Nun Vav, maybe everyone agrees that it's not a mitzvah. The question is, when you have a hechsher mitzvah, like you said, do you recite a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah? That's the machlokas. The machlokas isn't whether or not it's fundamentally a mitzvah to build a sukkah. The machlokas is when you have a hechsher mitzvah, do you recite a bracha on that? So that's interesting. So we have this disagreement whether it's a mitzvah or not. But then we come to what the Netziv writes, which is what you were suggesting. And that he says, everyone will agree that this is a hechsher mitzvah. Even if you don't assume that this is a mitzvah mamish by itself to build a sukkah, everyone agrees that in order to have a quality yamtif, you have to make sure to go ahead and build the sukkah before yamtif begins. So it says the Netziv, however, there's a major difference between different categories of hechsher mitzvah. We have something that's called a regular hechsher mitzvah. For example, before Rosh Hashanah, I have to make sure I have a shofar. Before Hanukkah, I have to make sure that I have my Hanukkah licht. Everything's ready. Right? I have to make sure everything's ready to go. However, he says there's something called a hechsher mitzvah hakasa b'Torah. This is something my father likes to talk about a lot, where the Netziv made up this new category. He says, for example, ushmarta mesa matzos. We have this example that there's an Indian that you should be involved in creating your own matzos and making your matzos. He says, v'ksiva sefer Torah, chsavta mamazuzas pesecha. You should go ahead and write it. You should be involved. Masha enke, when it comes to other mitzvahs, that's not a hechsher mitzvah that the Torah itself describes. So the Netziv writes a chiddush, that maybe when you have this idea of mitzvah habali yadcha al tachmitzena that we learn out from Mishmarta Mesamatzos, so says the Netziv, that only would apply to a hechsher mitzvah hakasa b'Torah. It would not apply to a regular hechsher mitzvah. Interesting. Says the Netziv, that's the way I understand this Ramah by Hilchus Yom Kippur. What does the Ramah say? Hamedaktikim, make sure that right after Yom Kippur they go ahead and build the sukkah. Zakta Netziv. Why do you say go ahead and build the sukkah? Why don't you say go buy your dalaminim? Why does the Ramah choose from the Ma'aril? Why does he choose to say go ahead and buy and build your sukkah? Why does he say go buy your dalaminim? It takes a long time to pick out the dalaminim also. So why don't you have that example being given in the Ramah? Explains the Netziv, no. Because the whole reason why you have to go ahead Matzi Yom Kippur and build the sukkah is because mitzvah bal yadcha tach mitzena. And says the Netziv, that only applies to a hechsher mitzvah hakasa b'Torah, where the Torah has the instructions that you're supposed to actually get and do it. So then we say, once the Torah gave you the instructions, mitzvah bal yadcha tach mitzena, do it right away. Make sure you do it right away. And that would only apply to the mitzvah of building a sukkah. However, dalad minim, but the Torah never tells you, go ahead and buy your own dalad minim. It doesn't say that anywhere. It's a regular hechsher mitzvah. Therefore, says the Netziv, there's no reason for the Ramah to say that Matzah Yom Kippur, you should be busy right away with buying the dalad minim. No. The Ramah just says there's a mitzvah to be busy with building the sukkah because mitzvah bali yadcha al tach mitzena, says the Netziv, only applies to this one category of hechsher mitzvah kasa b'Torah. It does not apply to the other category of hechsher mitzvah, which is not kasa b'Torah. Then the Netziv takes it a little bit further and he says, we have the din mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho. Now, this halacha really comes from the Gemara in Kiddushin, where the Gemara says in Daf Mem Aleif, ha'ish mikadish bo v'shlucho. Person is allowed to be mikadish on his own, and he's allowed to be mikadish with a shliach. Zok the Gemara, hashda b'shlucho mikadish bo mibayi. Is it even a shaila? If I'm allowed to be mikadish with a shliach, then certainly I'm allowed to be mikadish on my own. So why do we need to say bo v'shlucho? So the Gemara says, it comes to tell you that mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucho. Tells you this chiddush, that it's better to be involved on your own. Zok the Ran on that Gemara. Says the Ran, I don't understand. What is the ikar mitzvah of kiddushin? The real mitzvah is peri v'rivya. The real mitzvah is having the children. So right now when I'm going to be mikadosh the woman, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. Yet, says the Ran, what you see from here is there's a reason to be involved even in the hechsher mitzvah. Even in something that's not the mitzvah itself, just the preparatory stages for the mitzvah, you should be involved in that as well. I was wondering, the Gemara says in Psachim, the Mishnah says, Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Gamliel, that it came Pesach, and he wanted to have the Karban Pesach, so he tells his Eved, Amar l'tevi abdot, say it's a leil lanu es ha-Pesach. I want you to go out and cook up the Karban Pesach for us. I want you to go and roast it for us. So the kasha is, what do you mean? Mitzvah bel yosem b'shlucho. You'll say it's only a hechsher mitzvah, that's lias ha-Pesach, that's not part of the ikar mitzvah. But you see here, the Ran says that when you have a hechsher mitzvah, you also have to do mitzvah bel yosem b'shlucho. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch takes us a step further. And Zakta Mechaber, you should be involved, the Mechaber quotes the Rush, you should be involved in baking your own matzahs as well, because mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. Magen Avram says that not only does this apply to baking matzahs, not only does it apply to Kiddushin, it applies to all mitzvahs. It applies to all mitzvahs HaTorah. Now this is a major machlokus amongst the Achronim. Should we assume that it applies to all mitzvahs? Should we assume that it does not? But either way, the Netziv has a chiddush, where the Netziv writes that hechsher mitzvah hakasa b'Torah, as we said, is a very different category than a regular hechsher mitzvah that is not kasa b'Torah. To go ahead and buy my dalad minim is not something that the Torah instructs me to do. The Torah just says, the first day of Sukkot, make sure that you shake lulav and esrog. Figure out how you're going to do it, but the Torah doesn't say exactly that I have a chiyuv to go ahead and purchase it before Yom Tov begins. So the Netziv writes, when you have this category of Hekshar Mitzvah HaKasa BaTorah, he posits that maybe that's the only time that we have this mitzvah of Mitzvah Bo Yosem Yibishlucha. When it comes to picking out the Dalet Minim, says the Netziv, there's no insistence that you should go ahead and pick out the Dalet Minim on your own. It's fine if somebody else does it. If you want to save time, if you want somebody else who you trust to do it for you, that's good enough. However, he says, when you have a Hekshar Mitzvah HaKasa BaTorah, for example, by Shabbos, we have a mitzvah to go ahead and prepare for Shabbos on our own. We have a mitzvah in certain places to go ahead and bake the matzahs, for example, the Shmata Mesa Matzahs. You have many different things where we find that you're supposed to go ahead and do it on your own, says the Netziv. That's the only place where we say, mitzvah bo, yosem yibishlucha. Let's just close. I saw a beautiful insight from Rav Shlomo Amar in his Sefer on Chumash. He has the chief rabbi. He has a beautiful piece on Chumash where he talks about this idea, mitzvah bo, yosem yibishlucha. So he says that Rashi in Kiddushim, when he talks about mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha, why is it that we have this insistence that a person should go ahead and do the mitzvah on his own? So Rashi says, kidei lasos ha-mitzvah shebegufo, in order that you should go ahead and do the mitzvah on your own. So Rav Amar says that maybe another additional understanding to the words of Rashi is, kidei lasos ha-mitzvah begufo means, not only that I should go ahead and have the accomplishment of the mitzvah on my own, not only should I go ahead and make sure that I do it, but he argues that when you look at the psukim by Kabbalah Satorah, so we're told over there, Vehigbalta Sa'am Savivle Mariya, make sure to go and make a fence around the people that no one should touch the mountain. What do you mean no one should touch the mountain? Har Sinai, what's Har Sinai? It's nothing. So he says, what you see is, the Rishonim right over there, a person would be Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim if he touched Har Sinai. What you see is that an inanimate object can become a Dabar Kadosh. How? Because it's the host of the Torah, it's the host of the Shekhinah. And therefore he writes that this is something that took place, that took effect at Har Sinai, and it's something that not only took effect there, but it takes effect every time a person does a mitzvah. He says, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho is because, even though you can be mekayim the mitzvah easily with somebody else, even though there are many other ways that a person can make sure that the mitzvah is going to be taken care of, ach, he says, ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah ayde shliach, ein kedushasa chala agufo shalom mishaleach. You're missing out on the experience of your own body being elevated, on your own body being uplifted by the mitzvah that you're doing. He shtells it too. He says, you know, we say on Shabbos there's something called a basas the davar ha'asur and a basas the davar ha'mutter. So how could it be? What do you mean? I have a table. How can the table become asur just because I left a bunch of pens and pencils on it? How could it be? It's a table. Table didn't become something else. Table didn't become a hardware store. So how can you say now all of a sudden that it becomes a davar ha'asur? So he says, no. You see that an inanimate object can change its status based on what it hosts, based on what's on top of it. So too he says, a human being can become a basis ledavar ha'asur. If you're full of chatoim, if you're full of terrible things, you can become a basis ledavar ha'asur, where at the same time, you can become a basis ledavar ha'mutu, ledvar mitzvah. You can become the host of the Shekhinah. You can be the host of many wonderful things. And that's why he says, that's what it means, mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha, Rashi says, is kidei lasos mitzvah shebegufo, in order that you become elevated in your own body, that you should become a chalos kedusha after experiencing this encounter with the mitzvah. And this is what he says, this is what we mean when we say in the bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, that every time we have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, it's understanding the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this opportunity to actually be mekadosh ourselves, to be metar ourselves, to elevate ourselves through the performance of the various mitzvahs that we do every single day. So this, he says, is the idea behind this mitzvah of mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha, whether you assume like the Netziv, whether you assume like others that it's only by a hechsher mitzvah kasa b'Torah, whether you assume like the Magen Avraham that it applies to all mitzvahs, either way we assume that mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha is something which can elevate us, it's something which can make us become more spiritually in tune with the various mitzvahs that we can accomplish in this world.